Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in your morning newspapers.
The latest figures on AIB's debt write-downs provide the Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail with their lead stories this morning. Both papers report that in correspondence to the Oireachtas Committee on Finance, the bank admits that 83 people had more than €1 million each written off by the bank, and that the overall value of the write-downs over the past 8 years stands at €3.5 billion. The government will be forced to regroup for two high-stakes Dáil votes on the evictions ban next week as the opposition seeks to maintain the pressure over the controversial decision to allow it to expire. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Times, which reports that although the government won yesterday's Dáil motion by 83 votes to 68, that margin was buttressed by support from independents after the government accommodated a range of demands made before the vote. The Times also references how the change to legislation to restrict Airbnb tenancies is to be delayed until the end of the year. And in its lead story, the Irish Independent characterises that delay as a fresh blow, since it will potentially free up an additional 1,200 rental properties. 12,000 rental properties. The Irish Sun leads with the decision to transfer Logan Jackson, who is serving a life sentence for the murder of boxing champion Kevin Sheehy, from Limerick prison to a jail in England earlier this month because of fears that he would be harmed or killed in custody. Coventry-born Jackson murdered Kevin Sheehy by ramming him with his car in Limerick City in July 2019. The discovery of two guns and ammunition in the cavity wall of a house in Finglas in Dublin, which it is thought that convicted killer Paul Wells used to live in, generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Star. Michael O'Toole reports that the guns, which were found by workmen last Friday, are now being examined by Garda ballistics experts. Paul Wells was given a life sentence in 2016 for the murder of Kenneth O'Brien, whose dismembered body was found in the Grand Canal. A hearing in Dublin's Circuit Criminal Court yesterday, in which 18-year-old Alana Quinn Idris spoke about the impact of an attack which resulted in her losing the sight in one eye, receives coverage on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. 19-year-old Dara Lyons from Chapelizod in Dublin, who pleaded guilty to the assault in Ballyfermot in December 2021, is to be sentenced later today. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that the former deputy mayor of Derry, UUP candidate Derek Hussey, who was banned from serving as a councillor in 2019 for 15 months after his third drink driving conviction, is to stand for the party again in the upcoming election. The Irish News leads with an interview with 43-year-old cancer patient Amanda Steele, who expresses frustration at how the Stormont deadlock has stymied the Northern Ireland cancer strategy, which was published last year but has yet to be fully implemented. And finally, Ireland's 3-2 win over Latvia last night receives lots of coverage this morning. Teenager Evan Ferguson, who scored his first goal during his first appearance for the Republic of Ireland, is pictured on the front of both The Times and Independent. Dream debut is the caption in The Times.